Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
Hi guys, we're back today revisiting one of our previous moms that has talked to us, Stacy. So we're going to see how she's doing, see if she's been able to make any progress and just have a conversation. So hopefully it'll help others with whatever she's been able to progress she's been able to make. So let's bring Stacy on. Hello, Stacy. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Don. I'm really glad to see you again.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome to hear. Yeah, I was so happy when you reached back out to me, because I do think about everybody now and then that I've talked to, and I'm like, you know, like to see how they're doing. So it'll be good to catch up. So. Well, as I told everybody, you know, we just want to see if you've made any progress, what the progress is, how you've kind of dealt with things, and just kind of let you tell your thing, and I'll interject, you know, some questions I'm sure here and there. So,
yeah, thanks. So, I reached back out to you because I felt I made some progress, but there has been progress. And my whole goal of being on the podcast 11 months ago now, was to maybe help somebody. And I think that, well, I did have some responses from people actually that reached out to me through email. And I do see quite a few views on it. Relative, mm-hmm. You know, it's relatively a good amount of views. So I thought I would like to go deeper kind of with where I left off in the story. So I'll just recap really quickly in case someone who popped into this did not see the original. So I'll just cover that really quick. And then
cool. And what I'll do too is I'll find the original and I'll link it to the end. And put the link in the description, so if somebody wants to go and watch it, that'll be in there as well.
Good plan. So my story is basically, in a super high level nutshell, is my daughter estranged me 7.5 years ago. I did feel that she had a lot of trauma in her life, and I kind of understood it. To a degree. I I kind of went into a tailspin for a couple of years, I'll say. I tried a lot of different things to reconcile, but nothing was working. And I did really start to go into dark places again. So, a lot of that had to do with almost the same, some level of, our traumas were related. I had traumas that, my cat, you'll hear her. Sorry about that. But okay. Yeah, so it was a pretty complicated situation. Let's just put it that way. And I understood a lot, but it did take me to dark places that had to do with the past, that had to do with her, her father, and a lot of things.
Right. Okay.
So at the time, this was 2016 when she estranged me. I was a Christian. I was a fairly young Christian at the time. And although it didn't shake my faith didn't hold me up very well. Meaning that it must have been pretty shallow. That's what I'm saying. So it took me, I ended up getting released from my job because of this, ensuring that happened. And then I moved up north with my husband. So we put some distance between this problem and myself. And also I have a son who's 2 years younger than her sister. They're both in their mid 30s now. And my son was a little bit of collateral damage happening there. So I had a lot of struggles with him, kind of not communicating with me almost at all, very cold, very harsh. So I was doing better, but a couple of years ago, I started to really make some progress because I started to examine my faith, like how much did I really believe, you know, what's wrong here? So I got deep into that. And a year ago, when I first talked to all of you, I talked about that I had lived in a box. I used that metaphor.
That's right.
Yeah. So I got to the point, I'd always been mostly living in a box, a kind of prison of my own mind, let's say. And when I was in the, what I always call the past, the very dark times, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, we're talking about when the children were young, actually, probably further back than that, doing the math here. But long ago, when I was in those very, very dark places, I was definitely in a box. And the floor, I had no floor. I always felt like I was going to fall through. I had no hope, no sky. I was just always trying to figure out how to do things better and how to do things right and how to make everybody happy. And myself happy too, because we're all selfish. So it's just, you know, in any case, my faith actually gave me a floor, a kind of floor. But as I said, it was shallow because it was kind of like a taped up bottom of the box. Like if I jump on it or if something right. dropped from the sky, I was going to fall through sort of faith. So last time, yes, when I was on here about 11 months ago, I finally was stepping out of the box. I was really getting out of the box. I saw hope. I felt a firm floor, the ground beneath my feet, because my belief had grown. And the way that I knew my faith had started to grow again was that I let go of control a lot. So in that video, if you listen to it again or watch it for the first time, and you'll hear me talking about control. I just had the nature that I always had to fix things and make things better. And in this case, when we're talking about estrangement, I put that into full gear right away. You know, I got to fix this. How do I fix this? What do I do?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure all of you have had this. And nothing was working, really. So I was really stripped of my ego quite a bit throughout this process, where I realized truthfully that I didn't know much. I really don't know much. None of us really do. I don't know what all they go through, how they go through it. And this brings me to really deep spiritual matters here. We're just really a kind of a small bit of sand in the cosmos, let's say. We're just really, really minuscule in many ways. And while I was always trying to fix things and make this all better, and as I always did, I came to the point where I realized I really didn't know what was right, what would make things better. So that's where we left off, really.
Okay.
So what I did was, this is not some instant process, trust me. It's not instant. But I started I actually came to the point where I was almost a little bit afraid to make decisions, you know, or to say this or that. But that was good to a degree, really, because, you know, very little things come up every day in your day-to-day life. And you, like my husband says, well, maybe we should do this. And I'm thinking, I really don't want to do that. It doesn't sound fun to me. Don't want to do that. Not into it, you know, or whatever. It doesn't float my boat.
Right.
It just doesn't float my boat, whatever he's suggesting or saying. And I got to the point where I just let those things go. What do you think? Just whatever you think we should do. Fine. You know, that'd be good. I'll try it. And I just start letting go of every little thing like that. Because you don't know. A really good example. A gentleman came over to our house the other day, and he wanted my husband to drive with him to New York. We're not near New York. We're pretty far from New York. A few states away. And that really didn't float my boat. You know, and I knew it didn't float his either. But I said to my friend, my neighbor, my first reaction was, I think I swore out loud, which was really bad, but I just said, no, you know, no.
Right.
And that's my initial knee-jerk reaction. And then I immediately realized, what if they went and something really good happened?
Oh, wow.
Or what if they went and something bad happened, but it ended up to be good? I don't know. I really don't know the outcomes of things. So I immediately corrected myself within minutes. And he goes, oh, you don't want him to go with me? Well, then I'm not going to ask him. And I said, no, ask him. Whatever he says, you guys do it. It'll be good. Whatever it is, it will be good.
Yeah.
And I let it go. And I've been doing that for the past year.
Awesome.
There's immense amount of freedom in this. Immense amount of freedom.
There is.
It's the same thing with our kids too. How do we really know that this isn't something better? It's horrible for us.
Right.
But we don't know that something better is not going to happen as a result of this. You may never see it.
Right.
But I began to let go in those ways, and it was very good. Um, not only that, that doesn't mean I didn't do anything in regards to my children.
Right.
Oh, I did. There are things to be done. So the two things that I took up was, number one, any time an intrusive thought came into my head about them, I would replace it. I had a litany of good things to say about them. So, you know, if I think, gosh, my son, who still communicates with me via messenger occasionally, very occasionally.
Right.
When I think about him, I think about sometimes the harshness of his words and the pain they might have caused me at the time.
Okay.
I start to say, my son is, of course, I say his name out loud. My sure. son is hilarious. He makes me laugh in ways that nobody else does. My son is extremely responsible for his stuff, you know, and things like that, on and on and on. He's
sure.
a good he's a good driver. And you know, when I when he took driver's ed and I had to ride with him, I used that bar at the top and I was freaking out. But he's a good driver.
Yeah.
And actually, I didn't even go through with the whole parent driving thing. I let that go after like a couple of times. I just said, I'm signing you off because I can't do this.
That's
but
funny.
Yeah. But, you know, what I'm saying is, I didn't trust him, but that's another story. But I'm saying I said positive things. All the positive things I can think about them.
Yeah.
And about my daughter. Same thing.
Well, even you know, you say that, and it's, I remember, and looking at my kids now, I just told somebody recently, you know, at least I know all of my kids are responsible adults.
Yeah.
They're not, you know, doing illegal things. They're contributing to society. So at least I know that they're good people, even though they may have, my son may have treated me poorly at one time. So,
yes.
So that's, and
even if that's not true for somebody, let's say your child has, I've heard some of your guests say, you know, drug problems or
right.
mental health issues and so on. Even so. You do have good thoughts of them and good memories.
Sure.
Of them. And those, what I want to say is, on a spiritual level, that is not just positive talk for myself. On a spiritual level, words do not go out void. If you believe, and many people will say, oh, you know, I'm spiritual but not religious. Okay. And whatever, or they just say they're even materialists, flat out folks who only believe in the physical world and materialism. I think they're really lying to themselves, by the way, because I think deep down they do believe in some level of spirit.
Yeah.
And so these words do not go out void. I guarantee you this. It's just
meaning the positive words.
Yes, and I'm not talking about anything hokey pokey here. I'm that serious that these words travel, not into their ear exactly, maybe like that, but they travel. They do have effect. Because all the time that you're thinking about the negative things about them, you are not allowing room for light and love to come in and occupy your being. There's a lot of bad things coming in through that portal of those words. A lot of things are going on. So it's very important to understand this. And it will also, at the same time, help you just generally to do this. And it won't take but a few times when you'll realize it. Just mm-hmm. cut them right out. Don't even allow it. Next, I hear guests on your podcast, and myself would be included in this group, that we would often say, oh, I pray for you. I pray for my children. I pray for, you know, I pray.
Right.
Well, great. That's good. Of course, that's good. You know, make sure very carefully, though, who you're addressing in your prayer. If you don't know, don't do it. That's what I want to say. If you mm-hmm. don't know who you're praying to, don't pray.
That's a good point.
Because, again, if you believe in the spiritual, and obviously if you are going to try to pray or say something like that, you do believe in some level of spirituality, you could be, the thing is that evil doesn't work just by, you know, a little guy in a pitchfork shows up, blah, blah. It's easily recognizable. It comes in through... it comes in through portals that you've allowed to be open, really, in yourself. And so if you're yeah. praying to an unknown God, you're opening yourself up for anything to come through that portal. And it may look sweet as candy, but I'm telling you, watch out.
Wow. That's, can we, you know, look at that again for a second? Because that's, like we've talked about, I don't espouse my necessary views on things, but I've been doing a lot of learning myself this year, and that is such a good point. If you are of the mind that you believe in any of it, that yes, if you open yourself up to just anything, then just anything is what you might get. so that's
you
a
might
really
not even realize it. Yeah, you might not yeah. realize it. Like I said, it will look sweet as candy. It doesn't come in.
Of course.
Like,
you know?
So, yeah. So, cool. Yeah. And then so I began praying very specifically. And also, since I don't know anything, as I mentioned before, I really don't know
right.
what's best in the end. I don't. I mean, I have principles that I operate by, and I have things that I operate by. But at the end, I don't know. So, because bad things can even turn good. So what I pray for in regards to my children is simply this. It is for hearts of tenderness and humility. That's it. Because if they have those things, and they have those things more of the time than not, and they have a depth of that, they'll be good.
Right.
Whether I ever see them again or not.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so I've been praying that intensely for quite a while now. Every morning without fail. After deep repentance on my own, because yeah. I'm pretty fallible, by the way.
So aren't we all?
To even approach the God that I know, I have to lay down my stuff first. And my request is for tenderness and humility for my children. Mm. So I don't know how much else to say, but so maybe I should say what the results have been, or what progress, if you want to call it progress, you know.
Okay.
I would say it has to be progress, because I believe that I'm doing better. At the end of my video, that I reviewed it a little bit, and I said that I wanted to do better for myself and others, and I meant that. Yeah. This has not been about them, really. This has been about me in a way. I mean, this, I got to fix myself.
Right.
And then
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
Now I think I'm doing the right things for them. And it's the same thing. I'm being led by things. So instead of saying, if something comes to mind, let's say like, the other week I thought of, you know, I should send my son some homemade oatmeal, granola. Made some really good homemade granola. I said, you know, I think he'd like that. He's a natural foods kid, you know. So I'll send him some homemade granola. But I did think about, you know, I don't just do that off the cuff. I make sure in a discerning way to follow what I call the royal path. Actually, I don't call it that. I got it from somewhere else. It's called the royal path. And it's so every time a little decision comes before me, such as should I send granola? Should I not send granola? I'm talking about little. So I say, you know, I really check myself. What is the purpose of sending this granola? You know, what do I expect out of this granola? What am I doing? Right. You know, I really make sure that it's just like purely out of love, just send it. And that's that, you know, I really, really check myself.
Yeah.
Because whenever I do something, you know, you have to get resentful when they don't respond, blah, 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 you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I really carefully check myself every day. I try to take what they call the royal path. And the royal path is, if I can describe it, I'm really crappy at describing it. I watch a show on this, but it's not for everybody. There's actually a podcast called The Royal Path, but it's pretty deep, so I don't recommend it for everybody. But okay. If you're tracking with me a little bit, maybe you could watch. But The Royal Path is that you don't go too hard right or too hard left all the time. You know, it's a discerning thing. And, you know, I was like a pretty much a right-hand turner all the time.
Yeah.
Kind of strict or
gotcha.
opinionated, strongly opinionated, you know, so right hand turner. But now, you know, and there are times you need to take a really crazy left turn and just not care at all and just kind of
let
it go. So I try to, in every little instance, because every little decision is important. That's why I said I had to practice this. Every little decision is really important because An example, an example that I heard recently was this man said he was really annoyed by a neighbor cutting his hedges early in the morning, waking him up, you know.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of reactions that one can have to that if you go and talk to them and then they don't listen and they're just rude and whatever. There's a lot of decisions that you can make about that. But and a lot of things you can say. But the royal path is most often going to be to say almost nothing. And not react, at least. Immediately.
Yeah.
Really take a step back and assume the better of the person as much as possible. Same with our children.
That's in a nutshell, you know, I mean, that makes some sense.
Yeah. And I think probably on that note, I probably shouldn't say a whole lot more, but I did want to talk about the movement, didn't I? I didn't even get to that. So when I started doing this, I did have a direct attack, which isn't really out of the norm. When you really start getting into the good, the evil will come at you in a more kind of evil will come at you a little heavier sometimes.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a shocking thing. I was just having a little message exchange with my son. So this was a few months back now. And even now talking about it, it kind of brings chills to me a little bit. Or I get really nervous because out of the blue, and we were could have been chatting about the weather. Nothing, you know, I'm very careful with him. And he said, you know, your Christianity drives a wedge between us. And I want you to know that I haven't talked to my son about my faith in many years.
Yeah.
So there's no reason for that to come up as a subject matter in the middle of a conversation. But I had been praying and I had been, doing positive things. So.
Right.
I thought about that, you know, because I said I would do anything for my kids. I used to say that to get them back.
Right.
And so, you know, I let that sink in. I didn't react right away. And the conversation went on elsewhere, sort of, because I didn't react to it. But
right.
I did type back to him later because I thought he needed to know. I said, you know, I believe, I mean, I really believe. So I can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much it. But I had to let him know, because then he would just think I'm a fool.
Right.
Right? If I just said, oh, you know.
Yeah, well, and not changing who you are, you know, that's such a big part of your being,
you know,
that wouldn't be right.
Well,
so
it's more than a part of my being, it's reality for me. So I can't just throw my reality.
Yeah, for sure.
So I just, you know, and that just went the way it did, and I was fine, and you know, and then, continued doing what I was doing all the same. And, he has been more positive in our exchanges since then, or very few exchanges. We probably only have an exchange about once a month via messenger or whatever.
Yeah.
But it has been much more positive on his side. He will come at me a little bit and then he will say, I'm not trying to be harsh. Or then he'll say, have a good night. He never said those things to me for many years.
Kind of sounds like he's doing the same thing that you were talking about earlier with like when your husband wanted to go, or when your friends wanted to ask your husband to go, and you initially said, but then you took a step back. And so it kind of sounds like he's doing something similar, which is interesting.
Yeah. And so, yeah, you could say, well, maybe, you know, it's just that I physically, I did the right thing. So he physically responded, but I do believe it's much, much more than that. And yeah. To describe each instance to you and the context of it all, and to explain those things, it's really not very explainable sometimes, because it's just kind of unreal in some ways. And there's also been some movement on my daughter's side, and it's, again, very subtle.
Yeah.
I really sense, I have sensed that she's fluttering around in the background again somewhere. And I have had some indications from my stepchildren, and I have a couple adult stepchildren too, that she's reaching out here and there to people. So there's something going on there too.
Well, and you don't know what if your conversations or communications with one of them, they might be then comparing notes.
Yeah.
Oh, but she's doing this different or that different or whatever.
Yes. You know? I'm sure there's probably some of that, but it's not my motive. I don't
know
how those things come out, or I just know that the positive words and the prayers to a God I know and believe in are working. And I don't even have motive for how they should come out. It is a very much handing over the control.
Right. That's what I'm gathering. That's what I'm gleaning from everything you're saying is the letting go of the control.
Yes.
Which is hard for people to do, especially those who have always had control or whatever, but it's important.
I think it has to be done. We are so fooled into thinking that we have the capacity and the brain power and the sensibilities to manage what's actually going on here. I kind of liken it to my cat. You know, my cat has really good eyes, or she did, but she's kind of old. But you can think of any animal, you know, and they have more, they have something that we don't in sense things. You know, they've been talking about trees, able to talk to another tree. I mean, if you don't think that there's something going on behind the surface level of stuff, I don't know what to say to you.
Right.
I mean, so you have to get in tune with that and stop reacting to the physical so much and learn not to flinch. Learn not to flinch.
Because. And, you know, it's with the animals too. Well, not with the animals too. That reminds me of, I should say, kids when they're kids. All of us, when we were kids, we didn't have these things we wanted to be in control of. We didn't have these preconceived notions. We were open to more just letting things be, you know, to a point, you know, so... Yeah.
And then we'd get like, you know, we'd get hurt or something in some way. And so then we'd get all these. So then that's how we built up the idea that, and then you see cause and reaction on a physical level. Yeah, that's how we operate.
Yeah.
We really have a hard time getting out of that. And back to when I mentioned this in the previous video about, you know, what really got started my turn to positive was realizing that I really was that child. I really was in my heart that child before all the walls got up, built up, before all the junk, before all the wanting to control things. Yeah. So I really was that child, and my goal would be to get back to that.
Right.
As much as possible, you know, and realistically, obviously I have to do stuff, but you know, but realistically, so that's the out of the box. I'm out of the box. I'm breathing the air.
That's awesome.
I'm trying to exchange positively. I mean, I have so far to go. I mean, that's why when I say pray, you know, the repentance is really important, because first of all, acknowledge that you do not have you don't have it going on, you know, all the time.
Right.
You know, and admit it. And then you can say, you know, your will be done. I'm open to the will. I'm open to the will of the higher power that made everything that is, obviously. So I'm not trying to make this apologetic. I'm not trying to convert everybody. But this is what I know. And I was an atheist for many years. So, and I lived in a Buddhist country and practiced some of that stuff. So you don't have to like think I'm just some lunatic Christian. I've been a few places. So, and I was a philosophy major. I'm very into deep thinking. So, I've read a lot of atheist writings, and this is where I'm at. And I'm sorry if it sounds like bananas to you, but
And you don't know. I as I tell most people, and I probably told you before, that you don't know what either the entirety of what you're saying or this piece of what you're saying might really change someone's life. You just don't know. So people can take what works for them and what is important to them and leave the rest. So
I think so. And and that's they will do what they will.
Yeah. But I'm sorry, but I'm so very impressed with the way you've been, you know, with the way you've been handling life the past little bit, you know. And, you know, to the listeners out there, you're going to my way of thinking anyway, as long as you're mostly moving forward, you're going to have some steps back. You're probably going to have a time where, like with the thing with your friend, you know, you get that gut
reaction. I flip,
you know, but that's okay. You know, then you corrected yourself and you moved forward. I feel if you're going forward more than you're going backwards, then you're having a good day, you know?
Yeah. And I wanted to, before we cut out, I know this is kind of cheesy, but I really wanted to, I heard some lyrics the other day of a popular song, a popular song of 13 years ago. And it just really struck me. And so I think a lot of people know this song, actually. And I'd encourage them to even look at the video. The visuals are really striking. It's my it's the song Thank You by Alanis Morissette. Does that strike a bell with you, Don?
It sounds familiar. I will look it up and I will link it. For everyone as well.
So if I could just read, I'm going to read like the first stanza, the chorus, and a couple more stanzas, like just straight through. I'm not singing, but I think those of you that know this song, she starts off with a bit of, the first four lines to me are about self-care and things like that. So it says, how about getting off of these antibiotics? How about stopping eating when I'm full up? How about them transparent dangling carrots? How about that ever elusive kudo? Then the chorus is, thank you, India. Which I take as kind of the exotic, the unexpected, the different, the things we don't understand, anything like that. Thank you, India. Thank you, terror. Thank you, disillusionment. Thank you, frailty. Thank you, consequence. Thank you, silence. And then the next part. How about me not blaming you for everything? How about me enjoying a moment for once? How about how good it feels to finally forgive you? How about grieving it all at one time? And then here's this one really gets me. The moment I let go of it was the moment I got more than I could handle. The moment I jumped off of it was the moment I touched down. So, you know, I let go of all that control and all that junk. And then I realized who I was and that things would be all right, you know, and that I would have peace and joy. And I'm really feeling that more and more. So the moment I jumped off from whatever crap I was standing on, I actually hit the ground. I actually was able to feel the ground.
Yeah.
And so this is, if you watch the video, and if you might remember this, Alanis Morissette is like standing just tastefully nude in the middle of like New York City. And people are just passing by her kind of in shadows and stuff. And she's vulnerable, but yet she's incredibly strong as people go by her and just kind of almost touch her. But wow. she's just beyond that. And so I look at the lyrics and really think about them.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's why I leave you, I guess.
Well, I'm sure people will appreciate it. Like I said, I will find the video and link it. Well, thank you again for reaching back out to me. I'm glad you're, you know, doing okay. I mean, obviously there's good and bad days, but you know,
generally
we're making progress. So
yes, and folks can email me. I sometimes get a lot of stories, you know, and that's cool, you know, and everything. I do read them. But I don't respond to any specifics like that. I really just try to encourage them to. So whatever you give me is going to be some level of encouragement to let go and kind of do the things I've already said. So but my email is philosophyintheforest@gmail.com. Yeah.
Okay. And I'll make sure that's in there again as well. So I know I was I have an interview that I've not yet posted. Well, actually, I just posted yesterday. I just lied.
I did watch that. Yeah.
And one of her things was, you know, because I did have some questions from people at the end and whatever. So many things are so someone else can't do for you, you know, like you had to find your path as far as stepping back and letting the control go. So someone else's may be something else that they have to do or not do. So it's really hard to answer, like, what do I do in this?
Yes. I think the positive, correcting the negative thoughts is doable by everybody and good for everybody. They don't believe or not believe. Now on the prayer, like I said, they should know what they're praying to. I think the more that they try that, the more that they do that, the better off they will be.
Agreed. Well, for everybody out there, please, I will put the things I've mentioned, the links in the description. Please remember to like the video, share it if you can, reach out to me if you'd like to, or reach out to Stacy as well. And just take care of yourselves, and we will see you on the next one. Again, thank you, Stacy, for coming. I appreciate it. And
thanks for having me.
Of course.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com.